Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. At her blog called Violent Metaphors, University of Texas Austin anthropologist Jennifer Raff offers tips on how to read and understand a scientific paper, a guide for non-scientists. Most of the tips she offers are pretty good. Things like identify the big question, or don't forget to read a paper's introduction in addition to the abstract. For an undergraduate student learning how to read a scientific paper, many of the more detailed steps she recommends, like writing a summary of the paper's background in 5 sentences or less, or visually sketching out the experiments, would be very helpful exercises. But before getting to all that, she offers one preliminary piece of advice that's a bit odd. She writes, quote, "Before you begin reading, take note of the author's institutional affiliations. Some institutions, e.g. the University of Texas, are well respected. Others, e.g. the Discovery Institute, may appear to be legitimate research institutions but are actually agenda-driven. Tip, Google Discovery Institute to see why you don't want to use it as a scientific authority on evolutionary theory." Unquote. In other words, Dr. Raff wants you to study a paper carefully, but if the authors work at Discovery Institute, disregard everything they're saying from the outset. That's the rule that comes before any other tips. It's a great way to keep yourself in the dark about things that you know nothing about. But imagine how journal editors would behave if they followed Raff's advice. Or better yet, imagine what would happen if Raff herself were a journal editor. Someone affiliated with Discovery Institute or any group friendly to ID submits a paper, and you immediately toss it in the trash without even ever taking it seriously. More than a few such editors probably share her philosophy, and that doesn't exactly inspire confidence in the peer review system. Raff's advice reminds me a lot on how methodological naturalism aims to protect science from certain conclusions. This rule states that the scientific method is a great tool for obtaining knowledge about our world, which indeed it is. But it says if scientific methods take you to non-material causes, then those results must be rejected. Non-material explanations are never allowed. It's a great way to limit your empirically based search for truth to a predetermined outcome. So here's my tip to add to Raff's list. If you're reading a paper that deals with a controversial topic like neo-Darwinian evolution or intelligent design, be sure to investigate both sides of that debate. Indeed, do Google Discovery Institute and Google Intelligent Design. See what the critics have to say. But if you're serious about understanding the issue, be sure to also investigate Discovery Institute's websites or other pro-ID writings for yourself. Don't just read what critics say about Discovery Institute or ID, but read what proponents say as well. Then consider for yourself which side has the better arguments. Believe it or not, relying on the first hit the internet gives to you, i.e. Wikipedia, when you're Googling a topic can sometimes produce results that are biased and ignore crucial arguments and evidence. So always remember, investigate both sides of an issue instead of just disregarding one particular viewpoint from the outset, as Dr. Raff suggests you might do. If you want to see responses to critics of Discovery Institute and Intelligent Design, check out my recent post on this topic at evolutionnews.org or visit other great ID websites like intelligentdesign.org, the ID of the Future podcast at idthefuture.com, the Idea Center's website at ideacenter.org, or the popular ID blog, uncommondescent.com. But here's one final suggestion. If you're one of Dr. Raff's students, don't tell her you're reading these sources and taking them seriously, or you too might be labeled agenda-driven. For Discovery Institute, I'm Casey Luskin.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2013. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.